The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, 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 this is DJ Zay here to bring you some good vibes for a short time here on Social X. Let's talk about it. All right, guys, today we're going to be talking about shells. So, let's talk about why we put ourselves in shells sometimes. I think, honestly, I think it's like, we're kind of like turtles. I love turtles. If you know Zay, DJ Zay loves him some turtles. Guys, when turtles put themselves in a shell, in their shells, it's like a coping mechanism. So when they feel danger strikes, turtles use their flexible necks, you know, like those really cute little necks, to retract their head safely inside their shield, like shells. So it, in a sense, we're all turtles because, I mean, you guessed it, we kind of just like shut down. Or if you're one of those people that just kind of stops talking in general, it really becomes a coping mechanism for you to just completely just shut down when you're in a social place or social setting. And it's really not beneficial to you to do that, because it, you know, like, not, I definitely am the one, if you listen to last week's podcast, you're definitely the one to like not be in a social setting all the time. Totally understand that. But sometimes it is very beneficial to just kind of put yourself in comfortable situations that you, you know, with your limits, so that you're not putting yourself kind of like in a small place where you have to shut down, or you go into the corner of the room, you don't speak to anyone at a party, or even if like you go out with friends and you're just not having a good time, you know, like just kind of like watch yourself and like make sure that you're on that page to where you're comfortable enough so that you can be around a group of setting of people. If that kind of makes sense, guys. I just like to give that note and that kind of, you know, like little advice, because sometimes like I don't always feel like the smartest person in the room. Most of the time I never feel like the smartest person in the room, but I don't always feel comfortable like speaking out in class on the first day. And that's totally reasonable. Everyone's nervous. Everyone's like, oh my God, that person raised their hand. Why would they do that? That's totally person, but every person has a shell, and without the shell, one cannot live. Like, we totally have to understand that we all have to have shells. We all have to have some type of safeguard or protecting, like, shield from whatever, you know, danger strikes. It protects us from the outside, but also it shields us from knowing our possibilities. It limits us, and we don't want our shell to limit us. We want it to protect us. So my thing is like building your shell strong enough, and like, because like I know it's a shell, but like letting your shell grow, in a sense of a turtle, their shells grow, they don't build. Let your shell grow bigger and broader, and let it be open enough to where you can have people come in and let people in, because that's what it all comes down to, building relationships with people, romantic ones, platonic ones. Like, so you don't want to like cut yourself off or burn bridges. So definitely do that, because that can definitely benefit people in terms of just like, I don't know, like if I'm meeting someone new on the side of the street, and you know, they're not like looking the best, they're not looking too hot, you know, they kind of sketch low key, you can just like keep your distance. But you can also just like, what's gonna hurt if you give a friendly wave? I cannot tell you guys how many times I've walked down the streets of San Francisco, and I get so many looks. Like, they vary. The looks really do vary, because if I'm walking into San Francisco, like, I don't know if I'm thrifting, because I do that a lot, and I get like some good waves, I get hellos even, and it's like it feels good. But sometimes, sometimes I get stares. I'm like, what are you staring at? Like, we could pull up right now. But I don't know these people. Obviously, I don't think they're trying to be confrontational. They're just like cutting themselves off from being in a, you know, optimistic side of, you know, the street. Like, someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed today, because, you know, they're not quite comfortable just waving and saying hello to someone on the side of the street, a stranger, a complete stranger, you know, in a big, big world, especially a big city like San Francisco. So, and then it's just like, that's totally fine. But hey, you could have said hello to me,
and I've done this. This has happened to me. I could have said hello to someone totally random, and it was really cool because I was getting my oil change for my car, guys, because I'm really bad at my car maintenance. And this guy just was like sitting there, and I was like, "Hello, how's your day going?" And we got to talking, and it was really cool because we talked about like where we're from and what we're doing, and like then we started complaining about how high the prices were to get our oil changed. And then I told him that I was a college student at Dominican, and he said that he was like a CEO or something at some info tech company. And I was like, "Cool, like, you're rich, I'm poor, we're friends now." And he gave me his contact information in case I ever needed like a job. And like, I'm sorry, it was a biotech info company or something like that. And I was like, "Well, I'm a business major, so I won't like need that necessarily, but thanks for the info, you know, one more rich person I know, cool." And it was really cool because a couple weeks or a month about later, my friend Cisco actually ended up needing a job in biotech. And I was like, "Oh, I know a guy." So it was really cool because I got him and Cisco acquainted. And then I helped Cisco with his LinkedIn because business major vibes. And then it was really cool because Cisco ended up getting an internship. And it was like, wow, it felt really great to make connections for other people. And also just like kind of, you know, be that bridge to help people cross. I was able to do that because I didn't have a shell, in a sense. I used it, you know, I'm precautionary of who I talk to and who I say hello to and who I wave on the side of the street. But I'm also eager to meet everyone because it can be beneficial towards building relationships, towards building careers, towards building the life you want, which is a happy life, right? So I'm definitely like really glad I did that. That's a little story time from Zay. So like this shell that we're talking about, guys, it appears when a human fist lies to itself. So in a sense, when I say lie to yourself, I mean it's mostly just anxiety. It's mostly just like I'm at this party and I'm really not comfortable. In a sense, like, I can't dance and everyone's dancing, so I'm just going to sit on the couch and be that person. No one likes that person. And then, you know, you have those people that are like, "Come on, come dance with us." And you're like, "I'm going to sit here. I can't dance. And then everyone's looking at you because they're like waiting for you to get up and dance. It's like, get the hell up and dance. And you're like, "I can't dance." And I just got a little flashback from High School Musical. "I can't dance." Anyways. And so it's really, really not a good place to be in. One of those situations. I've definitely been in those situations. I honestly don't think I started feeling comfortable dancing in front of people and like at a party until like freshman year of high school. Because that is so much anxiety. That's so much peer pressure. Like everyone's eyes are on you. Everyone's like cheering you on or they're booing you on. And so like you don't want to be booed. So you want to do a good job. And like that's literally all those things went through my head as like someone asked me, like, "Come dance with us." And it was like, "Who, me?" No. And so I lie to myself and say, I can't do it. That's embarrassing. Like, I'm not cool enough, I'm not pretty enough, and I'm very pretty, guys. DJ Zay is fine. But, like, you know, like, I was just lying to myself. And when we tell ourselves we can't do something, well, we believe it. And that's what's sad about it. It's because we're just kind of, like, crunching up into our little shell. And once that shell is, like, you know, like, once you're in it, it's hard to come out because you're just thinking constantly of how to not mess up. You're thinking constantly of, like, what's around you and surrounding you instead of just worrying about how to be happy and how to, like, enjoy the time that you are there for. And so it's really, really important that we don't lie to ourselves. When I go out to parties now, I put a little bit more extra time into my presentation. Not for other people, just because, you know, hey, I want to try a new style and I want to show people my new style. Not for them, but I want to work on my self-health, like my self-care. I want to do my hair really nice so that, you know, maybe I'll get a compliment. Maybe I don't. But you know what? I want to do my hair the way I want to do it so that it looks good, you know, especially if it's a theme, because I love me a themed party. Or, like, you know, before I go out today, I'm going to, like, I'm going to wear these jeans. And I'm going to wear them with confidence, guys. I'm not going to just, blue jeans. I'm going to be like, I'm going to wear these American Eagle jeans, and I'm going to rock them like no one's ever rocked them before. And you just say that to yourself. You can say it to yourself in the mirror, or you can say it in your head, whatever kind of floats your boat. But as long as you, like, kind of, like, no, don't have an ego, guys. Don't be like Zay. DJ Zay said, have an ego. It's okay. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's okay to appreciate yourselves. It's okay to tell the truth to yourselves. And the truth is everyone is beautiful. Everyone has unique qualities that make them beautiful in their own right. And so look at your qualities, look what you like about yourself, and use that as your confidence. Use that as your shell. Use your confidence as your shell. Don't use your anxiety as your shell. Don't use your fear of, like, embarrassment or, you know, like, cringe as your shell. Use courage, use empowerment, use inspiration. Also, another thing, what helps us get out of our shells is really hanging out with friends. I know. But last podcast, please go listen to the last podcast, guys. I talked about just really, like, being a social butterfly. And so that kind of tunes into today's, is like how to be a social butterfly. But we already talked about that last week, so go watch that if you haven't. We're going to talk about how to get out of your shell. And so hanging out with friends really helps me be social, because I'm meeting a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, and it keeps going on and on and on, and it's infinity, because I'm building relationships. Because that's, like, honestly, that's what we're here for. We're here in college to build relationships, to network, and we can't do that if we're scared, if we're fearful, if we're, like, cringing all the time, and if we're sitting on the couch in the middle of a party. You have to talk, you have to get out there, you have to meet people. It's hard, it's a lot. But I promise it is beneficial, and it'll work out best for you at the end. So if you guys, are those people that's like, say, I don't know how to do this. I don't know. Like, this sounds great. Like, sign me up. But how? You have to protect yourself mentally and prepare yourself mentally before you can just go out there and try it. So maybe you can just start with, like I said earlier, starting the mirror and just like, wow, I am beautiful. So when you go to a party and you're like dancing in that crowd and everyone's like, who's that? You're like, oh, it's me. I'm pretty hot. So, and then it's just like a confidence thing. Or like, if you're not tall and you want to be tall, I'm not tall. I'm like 5'6", 5'7", with some Air Forces. But it took me a long time to, like, kind of, like, be insecure, because I have a lot of tall friends. I don't know why I click with tall people. It's clicking, Steven, but for me, it doesn't click, because I don't, like, have that many short friends. And so for the longest time, when I was younger, now I'm, like, an adult and I don't care, I was super insecure about having tall friends, like, and me being short. And it always, like, looked ugly in the pictures and stuff, and I, like, always, like, kind of, like, look like hop on my tippy toes and stuff that just made me, like, you know, want to be taller. But then I realized I like my height, I like my body, and it's fine, because I can reach the lower shelf and tall people can't. So it's just like looking at the positives of things in life and things about yourself, because those are ultimately what will make you want to, you know, put yourself out there. If you believe it, you can do it. That's the motto, you know, gotta do it. So, yeah, that's today's podcast. Just if you have a shell, it's okay to have a shell. It's okay to have boundaries, but you also don't want to limit your boundaries. You also don't want to let those boundaries hold you back. So that's kind of like the lesson of today, that if you take anything from that today's podcast, take that away from it. Just don't limit yourself. Don't put yourself in a corner, in a room, on a couch, in the middle of a party.